Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out for joining us this evening. I tell you, this is a different night for us because I was at the Dove Awards on Tuesday night, our normal scheduled time, but I give God the glory for the open doors for that. But I thank you for joining us on our different night, which is Thursday night. I tell you, when I tell you God is opening doors that no man can open it, and closing doors that no man could close, I'm telling you, it's time, people, it is time. I tell you each and every week, it's time to stop existing, stop settling, and start living the life that God has called you to. The time is now. So I'm so excited about our topic tonight. Our topic is moving in purpose. So we're going to get started, but before we get started, tonight's show is brought to you by Evangelist Alexandris Townsend, author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm, Third Heaven Sound. It's not just music, it's a sound. Unique Expression by Design, your one-stop shop for business promotional products, custom promotional products, corporate gifts, T-shirts, mugs, whatever you need that can be customized for what you need, your needs personally or business-wise, Unique Expressions by Design can take care of that for you. And their website is www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. And finally, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, specializing in natural hair, twists, lock maintenance, braids, sew-ins, and more. And we have one more new sponsor for tonight, and it is a new nail salon in the Lithonia area, about 25 minutes east of the city of Atlanta in the Stonecrest area, and it is called we'll have that for you momentarily, but that is one of our newest sponsors for tonight. I tell you, God is opening all kinds of doors. It's called House of Nails, and they are located at 7105 Stonecrest Parkway. They're right between David's Bridal and AT&T. House of Nails asked for Michelle, and they will definitely take care of you because they took care of me and treated me like a queen on Monday right before I left out of town to head out to the Dove Awards. So I tell you, it's time to start seeing yourself at the finish line. It's time to start seeing yourself at the goals that you've set for yourself. Because if you can see it, if you can imagine it, then manifestation is here. And I'm telling you, it's time. But I'm not going to stay on my soapbox. I want to introduce, we have a double interview tonight. Our first interview is going to be with Miss Deborah Mello, and I would love to welcome her to the platform tonight. Deborah, thank you so much for joining us on Fire to Inspire.
Hello, and thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
We are so excited to have you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So, Deborah, what inspired you? You are an author. Tell us a little bit about who Deborah Mello is. I know you're not just an author. Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Who am I? I am a wife and mother and a grandmother. I was a little girl who wanted nothing more than to be able to put all the stories that were going around in my head onto paper and have somebody read them, and once read, have them be moved by what it is that was in me to tell.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So that kind of goes into the next question, which is what inspired you to start writing?
I have always wanted to be a writer. As a little girl, I was raised by women, and I had grandmothers who were storytellers. And I had vivid memories of sitting on my grandmother's South Carolina porch, and she would tell these tales and weave these stories. And I wanted to do that when I got big and could do what she did. So I always wanted to be a storyteller. And I used to write poetry in the margins of my middle school science lab book. And one day, the science lab teacher came to me and said, if you continue to write, I will give you a passing grade in my class. And for me, that was validation that I was on the right path to do what it is that was in my heart to do. And as life does, it gets in the way, and, you know, you have to do the things that you have to do. And I had made a move to North Carolina, my children and I, and I had written this story, and I submitted it to all these publishers and agents, and I was getting rejection letter after rejection letter. And I remember I was driving home one afternoon, tears streaming down my face, and I was praying, dear God, is this what I'm supposed to do? Please show me the light. Please put me where you would have me be. And I walked into my house, and my telephone rang, and it was BET offering me my first book deal.
Amen, amen, amen. That is absolutely phenomenal. I tell you, so that right there is perseverance and not giving up. You know, perseverance.
And exactly. I knew then that I was meant to write.
Yes, yes, yes. So tell us about that experience. How did you feel when, you know, you had pretty much said, I don't know, God, is this it? And then you received that book deal from BET. What was the feeling what kind of feelings you had with that?
There was a sense of calm that settled over me, wherein I was worried about how the rent was going to be paid, or if I was going to be able to afford another pair of shoes for my boys. Suddenly, that fear and those concerns just kind of evolved away. I saw that as long as I stayed focused and told the stories that I knew were in my heart to tell, then everything was going to be all right. And I trusted in that. And I continue to trust in that today.
Amen, amen. What motivated you to just really say, you know what, I'm going to do this. I know that, you know, you see the bumps, you see the hindrances, but I'm going to do this. What motivated you to pursue your purpose? What motivated you to move in purpose and live on purpose?
I have often said that I am just a conduit for something greater than myself.
Mm-hmm.
The stories that I write and the stories that I tell, although they have a romantic element, these are characters who have messages that they feel need to be told. And for me, my hand is just the hand that allows their words to come to life. I write about families. I write about people finding love under trying circumstances. The stories that I tell, my families are always firmly grounded in their faith. They believe in God. They trust in God. When it gets hard, they turn to God.
Amen. Did you find that was a hard genre to actually get people to pick up as far as writing like that?
No, not at all. Romance is one of the largest growing genres of all publications out here. In the African-American community, Black romances, for the first time, women were able to see themselves in the characters, to see the men that they fall in love with and support and work hard for on a daily basis in those books. So not at all.
So what are some of the things that you feel like are accomplishments? Because sometimes when people hear other things that others have accomplished, it's a motivation for them. What are some of your accomplishments?
Some of my accomplishments. In the literary field, I've got 32 books.
32,
With each and every one, I feel like I've given birth to something new and different. You know, I strive for each story to be better than the last story. You know, I've raised 6 children. You know, they are my greatest accomplishment. Just extraordinary young people who are doing good in life. So for me, you know, those are my accomplishments.
Wow, that's extraordinary. You've written 32 books. Wow. What project are you currently working on?
Right now I'm actually in the middle of one of my most popular series, currently writing the next book in the Boudreaux Stallion family series that's published under the Harlequin Kamani line.
Okay.
In 2 weeks, on the 27th, the second book in my Sultry Southern Nights series, Playing for Keeps, will be released. And that's a story I'm very excited about.
When is that? What's that date?
October 27th. And Playing for Keeps, the Sultry Southern Nights series is about 2 fraternity brothers who own a nightclub in Raleigh, North Carolina. The second book is Malcolm Cobb's story. Malcolm Cobb is a man with some demons. His life hasn't always been picture perfect, but he is on the right path, raising 2 teenage daughters by his lonesome, and gets thrown a few curves that people don't see coming.
Wow. So this one is a part of the Harlequin line?
This is under the Kensington DeFina line.
Okay. So how would someone follow you and purchase your books? How do we go about purchasing your books and following you?
All my books are available wherever books are sold. And to keep up with me, I have a blog, deborahmello.blogspot.com. And I am all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. If you Google me, you'll find me.
Okay. All right. Now, I want you to tell the person that is, whether they're wanting to write, whether they want to write books or write music or an invention that they have in them and they're just sitting on that gift, what would you say to that person to help them to move forward in their purpose? What would you say to that person that's just kind of sitting, allowing life to
happen? Step out on faith. I would say step out on faith. If it's in your heart to do and you believe that you can do it, you just need to step out and take the risk. I tell young people who want to write, who say, I have a story or I was thinking about this idea, grab pen and paper and just let it go. Just release it. What will come will be what it's supposed to be. The editing and the making it pretty, that's all the stuff we do after the fact, but you need to just let those initial emotions go and step out and trust that it's right for you to do.
Yes, I love that. I absolutely love that advice, because too many people are sitting on their gifts. Too many people are just existing. And God says, that's not your portion. That is not your portion. I created you to have life and have it more abundantly, not to be living and existing like and walking around like a zombie. No, that is not your portion. Amen, amen. So to follow you, they will be able to go to deborahmello.blogspot.com to be able to follow you, and they can purchase your books online or anywhere that books are sold, they can find your books.
Yes.
All right. Perfect, perfect. All right. Well, Deborah, thank you so much for stopping by this evening to On Fire to Inspire. We truly, truly appreciate you. And we're going to take a pause.
It's been my pleasure.
Hey, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, we're going to take a pause.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. All right, so we're going to take a quick pause for one of our sponsors.
Is alcoholism or drug addiction destroying your family? Discover how my youngest son defeated alcoholism in 2012 through the greatness of God. This is a life-changing read. Get your copy of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm by Alexandra Townsend at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or BooksAMillion.com. Get your copy today. It is a life-changing read.
All right, that is actually one of our sponsors, Ms. Alexandra Townsend. She is an author of an amazing book telling the story of how God delivered her son from a 10-year addiction. Now, we're about to move into our next interview with Sharon Lucas, but before we do so, I am led to share with you one more piece called Pregnant with Purpose, because many people are pregnant with the purpose that God has put you put in you, and it's time for you to deliver that baby and be a blessing to others. Your gifts aren't for you. Your gifts are to be a blessing to the world, are to be a blessing to the body of Christ, are to be a blessing. Your gifts, they're created to be a blessing. So I want you to listen to this piece. It comes from my book, Pregnant with Purpose, and On Fire to Inspire is the name of the book. Pregnant with Purpose is the title of the piece. The book is available on paperback, ebook, and audio. And this actually is coming from the audio CD. So listen up and listen to each and every word. It's called Pregnant with Purpose.
Pregnant with Purpose. Gestational period during pregnancy can be 9 to 10 months. How long have you been pregnant with your purpose? Has your due date passed? Are you now overdue? You must give birth to your purpose. It's not too late. It is your time. Don't delay. It's time to give birth to your purpose and your passion.
That piece was called Pregnant with Purpose from the book On Fire to Inspire. The actual book is where God kind of stemmed the idea of the show, because God said it was time to help people to stop just existing and start living. So the book came about. I was being obedient, finally decided to be obedient, wrote the book. 7 months later, started the radio show, and people have been birthing their babies in the form of purpose. I tell people I'm a purpose midwife. I don't birth babies, I birth purpose. So it's time for you to walk in your purpose. It's time for you to stop just sitting on your gifts. It's time to move forward in the things that God has called you to. So we want to welcome our next guest, Miss Sharon Lucas. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire, Miss Sharon Lucas. How are you? Do we have Sharon with us? Bear with me. Let's see here. Do we have Ms. Sharon Lucas on the line with us? If you are, press 1 for me, Ms. Sharon Lucas. All right. While we wait, because it looks like I can't tell if Sharon is actually on here quite yet. So, as we wait for Sharon, as I was saying before, there are too many people that when Monday comes, each and every week, they're just like, oh, it's Monday again. Oh, I can't take it. they go in, they clock into a job that they can't stand. They look at the clock. Now, they just clocked in at 8 o'clock, and they're like, is it 5 o'clock yet? Well, if you've gotten to that point in your life, it's time to move forward in your purpose. And one of the things that I love to say is, as long as I have breath in my body, there is purpose to fulfill. So as long as you have breath in your body, there is purpose for you to fulfill. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. It's not about your feelings. It is not about your feelings. And I'm telling you, the people with the greatest testimonies and the greatest anointings have the largest testimonies. I'm telling you, it is so, so real. But it's time to walk in the things that God has called you to. It's time to stop walking in fear. No, no more. No more. For example, a personal testimony from this past week, I have never been to the Dove Awards, and I was actually selected to go as a media person. And I'm telling you, that opportunity was a door that God truly opened up for me. And it was just so, so amazing. It was like, what in the world? How God, can you do such a thing? I mean, I was able to speak with people like Kirk Franklin and Casting Crowns, Ernest Pugh, and not to put people on a pedestal, but these people are doing great things in the kingdom and, you know, and giving God the glory through their music. So I'm telling you, it's like, it's time to stop existing and start living the life that he's called you to. It is time. I don't know who has, you know, tried something before and it didn't work. Well, guess what? It's not over. The timing wasn't right. You hadn't perfected that which God had put in you. You hadn't perfected your craft. He just needed you to perfect it a little bit, because where he's taking you to, there are not going to be any stumbling blocks. And even some of the people that told you no, go back, try it again with your newest and best presentation and display, because he's going to put on a performance for you. You are the person that's going to be exemplified. You're going to be doing the things that he's called you to, and it's going to be greatness. But he didn't want you to half step with it. He wanted you to get it together, because anything you do for him, you got to do it in excellence. It has to be done in excellence, because that's who he is. So you can't half step when you're bringing things forward that's going to give him glory. When you, in everything that you're doing, you're giving him glory, and you're going to do it to the honor of him, because he's the honor. I tell people all the time, On Fire to Inspire is God's platform. I'm just a vessel and the mouthpiece that he's using. So I'm so honored to be used by him. I'm so grateful that he chose me to do this. And Sharon Lucas, if you are with us, press 1 so I can see you stand out and bring you on forward. Are you here, Sharon? All right. Sharon, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Are you here with us? Is Sharon Lucas online with us? Okay, I actually had someone press 1. If you had a question or a comment, you are live on Fire to Inspire with Aaliyah. I have someone that just pressed 1. Did you have a question or a comment that you'd like to make?
Yes, hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Sharon Lucas.
Hi, Sharon. I was saying, Sharon, are you with us? And I couldn't hear you saying anything.
Yeah, I've been saying hello, hello. I don't know what happened. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It was like you were muted out or something. So welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Welcome. We are so happy to have you on the platform joining us tonight.
Well,
so,
thank you.
So, Sharon Lucas, you are so welcome. Tell us who Sharon Lucas is. Tell the listeners who you are.
Well, I am a retired mother, grandmother, and now author.
All right, all right.
Okay.
So you are an author with Brown Girl Publishing. All right. And you have been moving forward in your purpose. So tell us about what this topic means to you, Ms. Sharon. Moving forward in purpose. What does that topic mean to you?
Well, after many years of working, 20 years in human resources, another 20 as a district sales manager with a major cosmetic company, I decided to retire. Took care of my grandchildren for a couple of years to help with my children. And I've been the president of a book club for the last 17 years. And I've learned so much. You know, I thought that I had learned a lot in human resources and even in sales, but it's all about people and relationships. And it kind of has gone full circle that since my retirement, I've really become an advocate for African-American authors. I've started to do events that are based on literary events, basically. And I just want to be able to continue to advocate for authors. And what better way to do that than to put on a really good event?
Amen, amen. So you put on events, literary events,
That's correct.
African-American authors. Okay. And tell us a little bit about some of your other accomplishments.
Well, my accomplishments, now that I'm retired, I have been the president of a book club. I founded a book club 17 years ago, which is still going strong. This weekend, we will be celebrating my fourth event, which is called the Black Authors and Readers Rock Weekend here in Bowie, Maryland. And those are the things that I'm really concentrating on now in my retirement.
All right. I love it. I love it. I love it. So your latest book that you released through Brown Girls Publishing, what's the title of your book?
Plan It, A Complete Resource Guide for Authors, Book Clubs, and Literary Event Planners. Hello?
Sharon? Okay, we were having some technical difficulties, and I lost connectivity. But I can see that I had Sharon that was still on, and it looks like I just lost her. I tell you, technical things these days, but I am so excited about having both of these ladies on the platform. It's such an honor to be able to have women that are pursuing their purpose, that are moving in purpose. One is with Brown Girls Publishing Company, and that's Sharon, and she just received, Brown Girls Publishing just received an award for literary award for their works and the things that they're doing, and they've just been in existence a year now, and they are doing great and mighty things. So that's one thing about when you're moving forward in purpose, your gift is making room for you. So Victoria Christopher Murray and Rashonda Tate Billingsley, through their publishing company, helping build other authors and helping them realize their dreams and everything coming into fruition. I tell you, it's time. It is so time. It is past time. So for those of you who are still on, tonight. I do apologize for the technical issues. The phone just died. I don't know what happened to the thing. But we were able to continue to keep everything live because that is how we do it in the kingdom. Regardless of what it looks like and what we see, we continue to pursue purpose because we're on assignment. I understand that this is my assignment. And On Fire to Inspire is the platform that God said that had to be here to help continue to help people push into their purpose and move forward in their purpose and continue to help others that are already walking in purpose, help them lift them up and edify them even more. And for those who aren't walking in theirs, help them just say, wow, make their babies leap and for them to be compelled to move forward in their purpose. So that's what it's all about. It is all about walking and moving in your purpose, regardless of your hindrances, your obstacles, because guess what? They're going to come. But you got to look at them for what they are. They're just that, a hindrance and an obstacle. So what you're going to do? You're going to keep moving forward. You're going to look at that thing. You're going to judge it and say, you know what? I don't receive you. You are not my portion. And you still continue to move forward in the things that God has called you to. Because I'm telling you, there is greatness in you. There is greatness in you. There's greatness in you. I'm going to open up the lines for a moment. If you have a question or a comment, press 1 and you are live. If you have a question or a comment, press 1 and you are live. If you have a question or a comment. And we're going to see if we can get Deborah back on. Because I don't think she realized we are still live, although we experienced the difficulties. All right, we are live with On Fire to Inspire. If you have a question or comment, press 1, and we are live. The topic tonight is moving in purpose. It's time to stop settling. It's time to stop existing. It's time to move forward in the things that God has called you to. So these ladies are moving forward in their purpose. They are pursuing their passion and their purpose, and they're blessing others. Because, again, it's not about us. It's not about you. It's about you pursuing what God has called you to, because others are being blessed just because you're being obedient and you're doing what you're called to do. You, as I said before, and I always say, as long as there is breath in your body, there is purpose to fulfill. So if God has put something in you and it's been a burning desire in your heart for a long time, or you keep thinking about something, you keep dreaming about something, whatever that is that God has put in you, it's time to move forward in it. So I don't care how long it takes you to get it done. The time is now to do something. If it's just to do some research towards your goal, if it's to do anything it is that He's putting you, take something, take a daily step towards that goal. And I promise you, you will be so blessed. You will be so blessed because you're moving in, you're moving forward in the things that God has called you to, and you're moving with the momentum that He's called you to as well. It looks like we've lost Miss Sharon. Let me see if we can get her back on the line. Let me see. I tried to reach out to her. Bear with me one more moment. All right, we are live and back, and we can't seem to get Miss Sharon Lucas back on the line. But I tell you, these ladies are pursuing their passion. Deborah Mello and Sharon Lucas, I thank both of them for joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire, because these ladies are definitely doing exactly that. They are moving forward in their purpose. Deborah has been picked up with Brown Girl Publishing. Excuse me, Sharon has been picked up with Brown Girl Publishing. Deborah writes for Harlequin and I forgot the second label that she writes for. So they're pursuing their purpose. They're pursuing their passion, and it's time for you to do the same. So remember that piece that I played for you earlier, Pregnant with Purpose. There is something in you that God has placed in you to do. It's not for you. It's for someone else to be blessed. So it's time for you to do what he's called you to so that you can be a blessing to someone else. Thank you so much for listening tonight. Tune in next week, our regular night on Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys have a great one. And remember, Jeremiah 29:11, God has great things for you. Just trust him. Have faith and believe, because if you move forward and trust him, you know faith is blind. So you're walking forward in the things he's called you to, and that's a faith walk. So walk in faith, walk in purpose, live in purpose, and live on purpose. You all have a good night, and we'll talk again on Tuesday night. Love y'all.